on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Eris was inspired by the Greek goddess known for causing mayhem. As the story goes, Eris threw the golden apple of discord into a party that she wasn't invited to, creating chaos as everyone scrambled for its beauty. And in that spirit, Eris Brewery and Cider House was born. Katie Pizza joins us now, the co-founder. Katie, thanks for coming on tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us what it's all about.
Tell us what. Well, we are just a first of its kind, women-owned brew hub, pub, and cider house in Chicago. We took a historic building and restored it. We built it out for cider and beer production, and there's a stunning 200-person dining room and private events venue.
When I close my eyes and think of what a brewer looks like, I admit I have a certain type in my head, and I will admit it is not a woman, and it's probably because I've met a lot of brewers over the years, and most of them are men. Is that, I mean, the stats must bear that out, right?
Our brewing team has included women and men. Currently, they are all men, and I'm going to be really honest, I am not involved in the brewing of our beers or the blending of our ciders. And I think everyone's pretty happy with that arrangement.
So. So it works for you guys, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I love that. So what sorts of, I mean, where do you guys get the apples from? I'm so naive to how cider is made. I've tried some home brewing before, but never cider. Is it a similar process? Tell us about it.
It is interesting. So actually just maybe a little over a week ago, we got a bulk juice delivery. We clearly, being Chicago-based, don't have an orchard. So
right.
We get our apple juice. We get a tanker full of unpasteurized apple juice from Michigan. And, you know, they put it together to our specifications. We get it out here, and then we start fermenting it. So if you are accustomed to, like, the process of making beer, you know, they have a very long hot day in a brew house creating wort, which is the kind of sugar water that gets created from all that malted barley. So from there it goes into the fermentation. We already have sugar water.
Ah.
You know, apple juice is sugar water, so all we have to do is ferment, and then we can blend it with there's just a lot of different flavors that we try to just make cider, you know, have some fun with it.
How hard was it to open up? I mean, in the city of Chicago, there's a lot of red tape. And then, of course, the last couple of years have been what they have been. Be honest, how hard has it been?
It's extremely difficult to open a business in Chicago. The, you know, financing, you better be well financed. You better have a good relationship with your alderman and just be really aware of all the different codes that are going to impact you. We did a lot of groundwork. The planning for Eris started in 2014. So these are our business plans, but we're also like doing reconnaissance in the community, trying to take a temperature for the community. We discovered that the building was located right next to a church. So if we intended to manufacture beards, you know, like alcoholic beverages here, we needed to, you know, get an amendment that would that would allow that. There was also a packaged goods restriction. I mean, all of this is just about the building, you know, so, I mean, the construction was a whole nother ball of wax.
I bet. I think it's awesome what you guys have done on Irving Park Road. I mean, you guys are just right off the Kennedy, just west of the Kennedy Expressway, in a great neighborhood that's, you know, has a lot of cool things going on for it. And I just want to point out, your food is really good, too. And you don't always get that at breweries, I got to say. Like, you don't always go for the food, but I really enjoyed the menu and tried out some things, and I loved it.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I'll tell that to Chef.
There you go.
I'll make his day.
Oh, for sure. All right, Eris Brewery and Cider House. I'm sorry out of time, and I didn't even get to the fact that I'm sure you hear it all the time. Is Pizza your actual last name?
Yes, I married for love. That is my married name.
I love
and I have,
that.
I brought two more pizzas into the world too. So I didn't have the pleasure of growing up with a name, but
right.
But my children have, and they are making me very aware of, you know.
That could be a whole other show, Katie. That could be a whole other show. But I appreciate you answering that question. All right. Eris Chicago, ERISChicago.com is where you can go for more information. We appreciate Katie joining us here on the program, 4240 West Irving Park Road.